Vine to Oven, Growing the Perfect Pumpkins for Roasting Seeds, by Amanda MacArthur. A journey through the seasons as we cultivate pumpkins, harvest their bounty, and transform their seeds into savory autumn treats, with practical advice on selecting the best varieties and crafting enticing spice blends for the perfect roasted seed. In the crisp autumn air, as the world turns golden and crimson, there lies a ritual as old as agriculture itself, the cultivation of pumpkins. These rotund harbingers of fall, with their vibrant orange hues and sturdy vines, are more than mere decoration for porches and pies. They are vessels of potential, each one a garden waiting to be born. The process begins in spring, when the earth softens and warms. Fingers dig into the soil, creating small mounds of possibility. Into each, a seed is nestled, a promise buried in the dark. Water seeps through the layers, awakening dormant life. Days pass, and then, a miracle. Two leaves, like tiny green hands, push through the surface, reaching for the sun. As summer progresses, the vines stretch and crawl, colonizing the garden with their sprawling tendrils. Flowers bloom, delicate and yellow, inviting bees to dance among their petals. It is here, in these fleeting blossoms, that the future takes shape. Fruit swells from the dying flowers, first green and hard, then slowly blushing into shades of amber and orange. Autumn arrives, and with it, the harvest. The gardener's hands, calloused from months of tending, lift each pumpkin from its earthly cradle. The weight of them is satisfying, a tangible measure of summer's labor. But it is what lies within that truly captivates: the seeds, pale and slick, nestled in stringy pulp. Extracting these seeds is a messy affair, yet meditative. Fingers sift through the slimy interior, separating seed from flesh. Laid out on towels, they dry in the waning sunlight, transforming from slippery to tacky, to finally, satisfyingly crisp. The seasoning of these seeds is where art meets science. Salt is traditional, yes, but why stop there? Cumin whispers of distant lands, while smoked paprika adds depth and mystery. Garlic powder speaks of comfort, and a touch of cayenne awakens the palate. Tossed with oil and spices, then roasted until golden, the seeds become more than a snack. They become a distillation of the season itself. Yet not all seeds are destined for the oven. Some are set aside, dried thoroughly, and stored in cool, dark places. These are the dreamers, the ones that hold next year's harvest in their pale husks. They wait patiently through winter's chill, ready to begin the cycle anew when spring returns. In this process, from planting to harvest, from seed to snack to seed again, we find a reflection of life's grand cycles. It is a reminder of our connection to the earth, to the seasons, and to the ancient rhythms that pulse beneath the surface of our modern lives. A practical guide to pumpkin cultivation and seedcraft. As the wheel of the year turns, so too does our journey with the humble pumpkin. Let us explore the rhythms of growth and harvest, seed and sustenance. The awakening. In the gentle warmth of late spring, after winter's last icy breath has faded, we begin. With reverent hands, we shape the earth into small mounds, spaced like islands in a sea of soil. Into each, we nestle four or five seeds, burying them an inch deep, a ritual of hope and patience. The nurturing. Through summer's long days, we become caretakers. We offer water generously, particularly as the fruits begin to swell from fading blossoms. Once a month, we feed the vines with the bounty of the earth, balanced, organic nourishment to fuel their growth. The gathering. Autumn arrives, painting the world in warm hues. We watch for the pumpkins to don their full colors, for their stems to begin their transition from supple green to woody brown. With pruning shears in hand, we sever the connection between vine and fruit, leaving a few inches of stem as a final gift from the plant. The revelation. Now comes the moment of discovery. We split open our chosen pumpkins, revealing the treasure within. With gentle persistence, we separate seeds from pulp, rinsing away the last clinging threads of their former home. The patience. Spread thin upon towels or baking sheets, the seeds begin their transformation. For days they rest, stirred occasionally by our attentive hands, slowly shedding moisture until they reach that satisfying crispness. The alchemy. At last, we approach the final transformation. We anoint the seeds with oil, then dust them with our chosen spices, a blend unique to each batch, each season, each mood. The oven welcomes them, cradling them in steady heat for the better part of an hour, with occasional stirring to ensure even roasting. The legacy. Yet some seeds we set aside, treating them with particular care. These we dry thoroughly, then tuck away in cool, dark places, vessels of potential, waiting to continue the cycle when spring returns once more. In our quest for the perfect seed, certain pumpkin varieties have proven themselves worthy of special note, particularly the hullless varieties. The cacao, with its hullless seeds, offers effortless snacking. The styrian, another naked-seeded variety, boasts seeds rich in nourishing oils. Lady Godiva yields tender, hullless seeds that practically melt on the tongue. Jack-o'-lantern, true to its playful name, provides both toothsome flesh and naked seeds. William's Naked Seeded, as forthright as its moniker, gives us seeds free from troublesome hulls. Remember, while these varieties are bred specifically for their seeds, any pumpkin can provide seeds for roasting or planting. The joy is in the process, the connection to the earth, and the delicious results of your labor. Spice mix ideas for roasted pumpkin seeds. As the warmth of the oven fills the kitchen and the aroma of roasting pumpkin seeds permeates the air, one's thoughts naturally turn to seasoning. The canvas of the humble pumpkin seed is blank, awaiting the artist's touch. Here, we present a few carefully curated spice combinations to elevate your autumnal snacking experience. Autumn nostalgia. 2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, a dash of vanilla extract. This blend evokes memories of pumpkin pies cooling on windowsills and steaming mugs of spiced cider. Woodland Wanderer. 1 teaspoon dried thyme, 1 teaspoon dried rosemary, 1 teaspoon dried sage, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, zest of 1 lemon. Close your eyes and you might just hear the crunch of leaves underfoot. Smoky Sunset. 2 teaspoons smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon chipotle powder, 1/4 teaspoon ground coriander. As complex and warm as the fading light of an October evening. Sea breeze. 2 teaspoons sea salt flakes, zest of 1 lime, 1 teaspoon dried dill, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper. A whisper of the coast, bringing a touch of brightness to cooler days. Harvest moon. 1 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon ground cardamom, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper, a pinch of saffron if you're feeling indulgent. Golden and warm, like the eponymous celestial body hanging low in the autumn sky. These are, of course, merely suggestions, starting points for your own culinary journey. The true joy lies in experimentation, in the unexpected combinations that will arise. Perhaps you'll discover a blend that becomes your own autumn tradition, a secret recipe passed down through generations. As you sprinkle your chosen spices over the seeds, take a moment to inhale deeply. Let the aromas transport you to memories of harvest past, to the anticipation of seasons yet to come. In this simple act of seasoning, we connect not only to our food, but to the ever-turning wheel of the year, grounding ourselves in the beautiful, fleeting present of fall.